This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
I love to bring you the Hour One Nugget and the daily devotional every day here on Worship Radio 247. It is such an honour and a privilege. And I don't make light of that at all. I know what an honour and a privilege it is. We're at part 32, I believe. We're at part 32 of Peace of the Father. And today, we're looking into Paul's letter to the church in Colossus, the third chapter. Colossians, the third chapter, and verse 12. And I will tell you this, such power in these words. In this whole series of the Peace of the Father, there has been real power and anointing and life-changing messages. And I pray in the name of Jesus that as you listen, wherever you listen, that it is touching your heart and changing the way you perceive things, changing the way you think, because that's what God wants to do in your life. He wants to change the way you think. Verse 12 of the third chapter of Colossians says, "Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." Now, Paul has told us this before, but this is special. Because I believe that if we are seeking these things, if we are seeking to have tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience in our lives, these are gifts that come from God. These are not things that you can just do. Oh, okay, I've got to do this, have I? I've got to clothe myself in tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Okay, here we go then. I'm going to do that now. It doesn't work like that. Your desire to want to be like that is paramount. Are you hearing this? This is all about desire. How do you feel in your heart? What do you want to do? Because you see, if you achieve tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, if you achieve these things, I know this, that the peace of the Father will fall and not stop falling. I am so sure, deep in my heart, and I look at this list, and I give you this test. If you were to put that down in a list on a piece of paper, number one, tender-hearted mercy, number two, kindness, number three, humility, number four, gentleness, and number five, patience, where would you be? If you had to mark yourself out of 10 on those five things, what would you mark yourself as? What mark would you give yourself? I'll tell you something that is interesting to do, and I'd love you to do this. I'd love you to grab a piece of paper and write those five things down. Tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Write those things down. And And when you've written them down, before you decide on what mark you're going to give yourselves in each item, just pray and say, Father, it's not my decision on this. Where would you place me? Lord, where would you place me when I think of tender-hearted mercy in my life? Father, when I think of kindness, where would you place me? In humility, Lord, what about gentleness? And Father, above all, what about patience? Where am I with patience? And I know the Holy Spirit will whisper in your ear and tell you exactly how you are doing on those five things. I love what Romans, the 8th chapter and verse 25 says. It says, but if we look forward to something we don't yet have, we must wait patiently and confidently. Patiently and confidently. Lord, I need you to make this happen, Father. You know it's for my will, for your will, rather. You know I need this to happen. This is what I believe you want me to do with my life. And I need it to happen, Lord. I just feel so strongly I need this to happen, and I'm desperate for it. But Father, I want it now. I need it now. Can't you hear me, Lord? I need to move on with this thing. I can't go any further until I know that that's going to happen. That's getting frustrated. That's not waiting patiently on the Lord. And I believe, looking at these, tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, I believe the most difficult is patience. So in this message, I want to deal with patience. At the end, I'm going to pray for all five, but at this moment, I want to deal with patience. Because so many of us are impatient. So many of us can't wait. And what happens when we get to that situation where we can't wait? We go ahead of God, and then it all goes wrong. When we created Worship Radio 247, we didn't know God wanted us to do this. It was an idea. We were sitting around talking about it. What about a radio station? What about a worship radio station? That would be amazing. How much money have we got in the kitty now? This was Martin and I talking. And Martin said, nothing. We haven't got a penny. Well, we're going to need money to do this. We can't do it on fresh air. With the equipment we've got, how much, Martin, do you think we would need? Martin came back to me within about 10 minutes and said, I've worked it out. £1,000 will do it. Well, we didn't have £1,000. So what do? We either put that idea on hold, put it into the corner, and say, Father, if you want this, then we need to wait patiently for you. We can do that. Or we can work out how we're going to get that £1,000 to be able to start Worship Radio 247. We didn't do that. I can honestly say we did not do that. We decided we can't do it without £1,000. It doesn't happen until £1,000 comes in. 30 minutes later, a man from Northern Ireland called me up. He said, we've never spoken before. You don't know who I am, but I've listened to you on radio and television for years, and the Lord has just insisted that I send you a donation. And I said, wonderful. Thank you so much. Thinking the donation was going to be £25, £30, whatever. And I said, how much has the Lord instructed you to send as a donation? And the man on the other end of the phone said, £1,000. 30 minutes. It took 30 minutes. Now, why God does stuff quickly and other times he doesn't, I don't know. And the reason I don't know is because I'm not God. What I do know is the Bible says, wait patiently on the Lord, says the Psalms. Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 25 says, but if we look forward to something we don't yet have, we must wait, one, patiently, and two, confidently. In other words, we are pretty sure this is what God wants, and it's going to take funding to do it. Lord, we are confident. I am confident this is what you want for my life. And so much so that now I wait patiently for you to give the go. If God wants us to do something, thank you, Father. If the Lord wants us to do something, listen intently now. He will let us know, and not only that, he may well say, wait. You see, we don't have a blueprint of our lives. Think about how dangerous that would be if God gave us a complete blueprint so we knew where we were going from A to Z. We knew what was going to happen. We were certain of what was going to happen because we had the blueprint. Now Satan knows. That is why God never gives us a blueprint. He takes us step by step by step to thwart the enemy. But what God has is a huge blueprint. He's got this massive, massive schematic where he can see all of his children and what they need to do. And he links them together in the way that he links them together. And things happen and things move. And this person does that and that person does this. And it all works together in concert. Why? Because the people who are involved are waiting on God. And they're waiting for him to do what he needs to do, to bring about the fruition of his call upon your life. Patience, out of all of this, I think is so important. And what you get with patience, what happens when you are patient and you are waiting patiently on the Lord, doesn't mean to say that you're not doing anything. Doesn't mean to say that you're not keeping your eyes focused on him and worshiping him in spirit and in truth. Not at all. What it means is you are waiting for God's go. And I'm going to title this message, God's Go. I think it's a great word. God's Go. And us waiting patiently for him to give us the go-ahead. Father, you are magnificent, and we love you with all of our hearts and with all of our souls. Lord, we desperately need tender-hearted mercy, kindness in our lives, humility, gentleness, Lord, and above all, send us bucket loads of patience. Patience, Father. For as we wait on you, you are working in the background to make things happen that need to happen, and therefore we need revelatory patience. We are waiting, Father, for your go. And when we get your go, Lord, we will go. But we will have learned patience that leads to perseverance. Thank you, Father, for who you are. thank you for your word. We declare now in Jesus' name. We will wait patiently for you, Lord. We will wait in earnest and in patience and confidence. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.